rest of the story. It was the spring of 1922 that the students began complaining about their postal service. You see, the University of Mississippi had its own United States Post Office right there on the campus. The students picked up and posted their own mail at that office. The problem was the postmaster. He was a jerk. Bill didn't want that job in the first place. Friends convinced him he needed the job and pulled some strings, but Bill took a civil service exam and he passed somehow, and he became United States Postmaster for the University of Mississippi. One wonders how much of his personal history was recorded on his application, because Bill had been a high school dropout. He'd been a United States Army reject. He'd been a college dropout. In fact, it was at Ole Miss that he managed to get accepted and where he failed to complete his freshman year. And now here he is back, age 24, in the non-academic position of campus postmaster. The solemn responsibility of being an employee of the United States government never really dawned on Bill, and he never really appreciated how easy the job was. Another postal employee transported the incoming and outgoing mail between the train station and the post office. That left Bill with sorting the mail and selling stamps, and that was about it. But even that was too much for him. Earliest complaints were that it took Bill too long to begin sorting the incoming mail. There were often long lines of restless students outside the post office. And even in more direct ways, Bill was a public relations failure. His attitude toward post office patrons ranged from indifferent to hostile. Back there behind the window, he always seemed to be sitting down and frequently engaged in reading a magazine which had been mailed to somebody else. One of the few times that he actually spoke, it was to say that he did not intend to be at the beck and call of every expletive deleted who had 2 cents to buy a stamp. Pretty soon, Bill was spending more and more time away from the post office. According to one reliable source, he used to walk around staring at trees as though studying each leaf. Well, brooding is what he was doing. And then the final indignity. It wasn't enough that he was slow in fulfilling what duties he had, that he was cold and sometimes even insulting to his patrons, that he neglected even the basic responsibility of staying on the post office premises. Bill actually began throwing away the mail. Began throwing away the mail. In fact, students and faculty members could often be found rummaging through the post office trash cans in search of personal and official correspondence. Well, it took United States postal authorities almost 3 years to get rid of Bill. That he was not ultimately thrown in jail was credited to one government inspector with a sense of humor. Bill wound up shoveling coal at a Mississippi power plant until he failed at that also. So he did the only thing that was left to do. He became an author and won the Pulitzer Prize. And he won it twice. You see, the Mississippi postmaster who threw away the mail was William Faulkner. Now you know the rest of the story.